I can show you my family.
或者我可以俾你睇一幅相，我家人嘅幅相。
There, so my wife is here with me on this trip.
我太太同我一齐喺度。
And she was able to share in a couple of the other services.
佢都可以喺其他英文堂嗰度都有同大家分享。
And I also want you to notice we have three very handsome sons.
我想俾大家知道，我有三个好英俊嘅仔。
And I have good news for you today.
我有啲好消息话俾你听。
Two of them are still available.
仲有两个系未婚嘅。
所以
咧
，we're always looking for good wives for them.
我哋想揾个好嘅伴侣俾佢哋。
And it's our privilege as a family to serve Jesus.
其实我成家人都开心，好荣幸你可以服侍主耶稣。
And we have opportunities to share in churches all over Canada.
我哋有机会去加拿大唔同嘅教会嚟分享。
Today I'd like to share with you about the priorities of Jesus.
今日我哋要讲到耶稣嘅个优先嘅次序。
When I was a small child.
当我仲细路嘅时候。
I would always go with my friends to a very special place.
我好中意同我啲朋友去一个好特别嘅地方。
It was a place where three rivers joined to make one river.
嗰个地方就系有三条好细嘅河一齐嚟合埋成一条好大嘅河。
And it was very beautiful and powerful.
呢个系好美丽同埋好雄壮嘅。
And we would stand there for a long time just looking at it.
我就好中意咁企喺度一路睇住。
And it was amazing to us.
呢个令到我哋好惊讶。
That is a picture for us of what it is like to follow Jesus.
呢个就讲到话俾我睇到嘅图画就系跟随耶稣系点样嘅。
When we first follow Jesus, our lives are like a small river.
当我哋开始跟随耶稣嘅时候，我哋嘅生命就好似条细嘅河咁样。
And then we learn one of the priorities of Jesus for us.
咁我哋就学到耶稣嘅优先嘅次序。
And a river is added to our lives.
咁呢个另外一条河就加到我哋生命上面。
And we learn another priority of Jesus.
咁我再学耶稣另外一个优先嘅次序。
And start to live that out in our lives.
咁喺我生命里面活出嚟。
And the river gets wider and wider and wider.
咁嗰条河就变越来越大啦。
And when people look at our lives,
当人哋睇到我哋嘅生命嘅时候
，they say that is beautiful and powerful.
咁佢哋话啊，好美丽同埋好有力量。
That's what it looks like to follow Jesus.
呢个就系跟随耶稣嘅一个图画。
So today, lean with me into the chest of Jesus.
让我们今天一起将我们的头挨在耶稣的心面前。
And together, let's listen to his heartbeat.
一起来听耶稣的心跳。
And let's discover three of the top priorities of Jesus.
我们看看耶稣的三个优先的次序是什么。
The first is the lost.
第一个就是被遗忘的。
Let's read from Matthew 28.
或者我们一起来起立，我们一起来读这个经文。所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名，给他们施洗。OK， 请坐。
Jesus wants people from every nation, tribe, and tongue.
耶稣需要万国万族嘅人一齐
，to come to know his salvation and his forgiveness.
嚟到希望嚟到明白佢嗰个救恩同埋佢嘅赦罪。
His goodness and his compassion.
其实他的恩典他的爱心
and his restoration in their lives.
还有他可以改变人生命的力量
He does not want anyone to stay lost.
他不希望有一个人沉沦
I remember growing up in a non-Christian family.
我记得我小的时候在一个非基督教家庭长大
And how hopeless that was.
一个很没希望的
And we would look everywhere to try to find where life was.
我就不断地想去寻求个生命的意义是什么。
And everything that we tried or experimented with,
无论怎样去尝试来到去怎样来做,
left us feeling more empty after we tried it.
结果试完之后, 我心里面就很空虚。
And it was a horrible thing to not know Jesus.
以致就話到唔認識耶穌一個幾可怕嘅事。
In front of her dad, you'll see a little girl whose nickname is Cat.
你睇到呢度喺佢爸爸坐喺爸爸面前有個女仔叫做 Cat。
And you can see her picture there with her whole family.
你見到佢同埋佢全家人喺幅相嘅裏邊。
She was growing up in Thailand in poverty.
佢喺泰國好貧窮嘅地方嚟長大。
And as you know, there are very few Christians in that nation.
你知道在泰國是很少基督徒。
And very often children get sold into the sex trade.
很多時候這些小女就會被賣到這些性的行業裡面。
So it can be a difficult place for a little girl to grow up.
所以在這些地方被這個小女孩很難，這個小女孩很難來長大。
But our family was able to sponsor her through compassion.
但我們家人就可以經過這個 compassion 機構來到助養她。
And she came to the Compassion Center every day.
咁佢每日都去個 Compassion 嘅中心嗰度。
And she was drawn to the love of Jesus.
佢被耶穌嘅愛嚟吸引。
And she gave her life to Jesus.
結果佢將佢生命俾過耶穌。
In the ministry of Compassion,
喺呢個 Compassion 呢個事工裏邊
，Every 4 minutes, a child is coming to Jesus.
每4分鐘有一個兒童嚟接受耶穌。
And she started to grow in her faith.And she became a leader among her peers.
結果佢喺當佢嘅朋友當成為一個領袖。
And she got vocational training.
佢將個職業嘅培訓。
And when she graduated out of the program,
當佢畢業嘅時候
，we got a letter from the director of the program.
我從佢嘅校長有封信寫俾我哋。
And the director said, "You might not have known this."
或者嗰封信佢就話你可能唔知道。
But not only did Kat come to know Jesus,
不单止 Kat 认识耶稣,
her whole family came to know Jesus.
她全家人都认识耶稣,
her whole family.
她全家人.
And you can see them sitting there.
你见到她坐在那里.
I think that's Thailand's version of a minivan.
这个就可能泰国那个小 minivan 这样。
I want you to know this is normal in the ministry of compassion.
我想你知道 compassion 呢个事工好多好正常嘅。
When that child comes to know Jesus，
当呢个小朋友认识耶稣嘅时候
，on average another 4 family members come to know Jesus。
平均更加有4个嘅家庭嘅成员嚟认识耶稣。
And they are no longer lost; they are found。
佢唔系已经失散，佢已经被寻找到啦。
So let's lean in close to the heart of Jesus today.
我俾我哋能够将我哋去到耶稣嘅心埋嗰度。
And we will hear His heart beating.
咁我听到耶稣嗰个心跳。
The lost, the lost, the lost.
失丧啊，被迷惘嘅。
The second group we want to look at is the least.
第二个人群就话最少数嘅。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25.
我一齐读马太第25章，请大家起立。於是王要向那右邊的說：你們這蒙我父賜福的，可來承受那創世以來為你們所預備的國。因為我餓了，你們給我吃；渴了，你們給我喝。我作客旅，你們留在我；我赤身露體，你們給我穿；我病了，你們看顧我；在我監裡，你們來看我。二人就回答說：主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，给你吃；渴了，给你喝；什么时候见你作客旅，留你住；或是赤身露体，给你穿；又什么时候见你病，或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说：我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既作在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是作在我身上了。请坐。
When we lean in close to the heart of Jesus today,
当我今日来到挨近耶稣的心怀的时候
we'll hear his heart beating for the least.
我们听到耶稣的心为最少数的人来跳。
Jesus says that when he comes back at the end of time,
耶稣说当世界末了的时候他回来
he will make an evaluation of my life and your life.
他会将你和我生命作一个评估。
And he says that our reward is based on something. It's whether or not we cared for the least. He cares so much about them that he calls them brothers and sisters. And he's basing his reward for us on whether we care for them or not. The man in this picture is named Everett Swanson. And he was invited to preach in the nation of Korea during the Korean War. And it was a terrible time for children in the nation. Thousands of children were abandoned in the streets. And he saw that every day garbage trucks would go into the streets. And some piles of garbage they would pick up. And some piles they would leave. And he asked someone, "What's going on in your country?" And they said, "There's many children in the streets." And they're hungry. And they're cold. And they pile up rags and newspapers on themselves at night. So when the worker comes, they will kick the pile. And if the pile moves, then they leave the pile. And if the pile doesn't move, then they pick up the garbage and the child and throw them on the back of the truck. And tomorrow they come back again. And they kick the piles. This man was flying home from this journey. And he felt that God spoke to him. And God said, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do?"
神就问他, 就说,
and he gathered some friends together. And they decided they would take care of those children. And that's how the Ministry of Compassion began. And now there's over 2 million children sponsored around the world. In 25 of the world's poorest countries. But that's not the end of the story in Korea. The church became very powerful. And the economy recovered. And the leaders of the Korean church came to Compassion. And they said, "You can leave. We will take care of the least of these in our own country." But in a few years, you'll be back. And we will take care of the least of these in other countries. And that's exactly what happened. The president of Compassion came back to Korea. And he was reintroducing compassion to the country. And he was giving an amazing speech. Just like this one. And someone was interrupting the man over on this side.
咁有人喺当中咧就起身。
And a gentleman was waving his arms and trying to get the president's attention. And the president said, "It looks like you have something to say." And the man said, "You don't need to tell us about compassion." We are your children. And that man was one of the boys that had been released from poverty. And he said, "Nice to meet you, I'm your son." And all over the room, women and men began to stand up. And they said, "I'm your daughter." "I'm your son." And they were now Christian leaders throughout Korean society. They were the ones that God used in that nation to turn that nation from darkness to light. Jesus cares about the least of these. But we're not calling you to have pity on the least of these. We're calling you to see their potential. And to see what God can do in their lives. So let your heart beat with the heart of Jesus. For the least of these. The third group we want to look at today are the littlest. How many of you know that little people are a big priority to Jesus? We see this when we read the Gospels. So let's read from Matthew chapter 18.
Let's read from Matthew chapter 18. 然后带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说：让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。耶稣给他们按手，就离开那地方去。请坐。Thank you.
In these passages, Jesus gives us a very simple mission. He says, "I want you to care about the well-being of children." I want little ones to be protected. I want you to make the way clear so that little people can come to me. That's our job as disciples. Children around the world are fascinated with Jesus. And we need to make it as easy as possible for them to come to Him. And then Jesus goes on to say,
you know, 耶稣继续讲,
children have a strategic place in my kingdom. They may be small,
他可能是细小,
but I have big plans for them.
但我对他有个很大的计划.
The man in this picture is named Jonathan.
这个相片里的人叫Jonathan.
And you can see his nice Dominican smile and his Dominican beard. When we met him, he was working for compassion.
当我们见到认识他的时候，他在那里compassion 这事工的工作。
And he said, we have to get more children sponsored.
他就说我要更加要助养更多的儿童。
To see them released from poverty.
来到帮他离开这个贫穷。
Because he himself was released from poverty in Jesus' name.
因为他做儿童的时候，他被助养来到离开这个贫穷。
He said that when he was only 7 years old,
他说他当他七岁的时候，
his mom would send him out into the street every day.
每日他妈妈都叫他出街。
And she would say, sell these little bags of juice.
他就说，妈妈叫他，你将这些一袋袋的果汁卖了他。
And if you sell enough of these,
如果你卖得够多的时候，
then we will eat today.
那我今晚有钱可以开饭。
Jonathan was also fatherless.
Jonathan 都是没有爸爸的。
He had been born as the result of a secret affair.
他出世是因为一个很秘密的第三者关系。
So, when the man's family found out about the secret,
当这个男人那个的家人找到这个秘密的时候，
which was Jonathan,
这个秘密就是 Jonathan,
the man was very angry.
那个男人很生气。
And he came to Jonathan.
他来到 Jonathan 那里。
And he said, Jonathan, you were a mistake.
他说 ,Jonathan, 你是一个错的。
I never want to see you again.
我不希望再见到你。
So little Jonathan is growing up in poverty.
所以这个小的 Jonathan 由在贫穷当中长大。
And poverty is telling him lies about who he is.
这些贫穷有很多的大话话俾佢听，佢系边一个咩人
？And his neighborhood feels like a prison.
佢当周围环境喺佢眼前好似一个监狱咁样。
Generation after generation,
一代过一代
，no one gets out.
冇人可以出得去。
But he was sponsored with compassion.
但系佢系食一个 compassion 助养嘅儿童。
And when he was rejected by his father.
当他被他爸爸拒绝的时候，
he went home and read a letter from his compassion sponsor.
他读了一个他给他那个助养他的父母的封信。
And his sponsor said these words.
助养他的人就这么说，
Jonathan, today I was thinking of all the things I'm grateful for.
他说 Jonathan, 今天我就想想所有东西我应该感恩的事。
And I want you to know I'm grateful for you.
我想你知道我对你系好感恩。
He started to have the truth spoken into his life.
佢讲到嗰个嘅真理嚟到佢嘅生命上面。
And he started to see himself in a different way.
咁跟住佢就生命有咁嘅改变，睇自己都有唔同嘅睇法。
He would go to the compassion center every day.
佢每日都去嗰个 compassion 中心。
And he would hear, God sees you.
佢就听到神睇到你。
God is powerful.
神是很大有力量的。
He's given you gifts and abilities.
祂给你有恩赐有能力。
You're not forgotten.
你没有被遗忘。
God has a special plan for you.
神有一个特别的计划给你身上。
And he started to believe the truth.
祂就开始相信这些真理。
And he was changed into a different little boy.
祂这个小朋友就是他那个不同了。
He started walking through his neighborhood in a different way.
他在他的邻舍里面走的时候都走得特别不同。
He would puff out his chest.
他挺起胸膛。
And he'd walk like a bullfrog.
就像一个大青蛙咁。
And he would walk around like he owned the neighborhood.
他咁行嘅时候，好似佢成个周围环境都系属于佢嘅。
He had fire in his eyes.
佢眼目放光。
And he would say to himself.
佢同自己讲。
God is with me.
神与我同在。
God can change this place.
神可以改变这个地方。
So we were excited when we had the chance to meet Jonathan.
所以当我们能够机会认识 Jonathan 的时候，我们很开心，很兴奋。
All of his friends said, "You have to meet Jonathan."
他所有朋友都说，你一定要认识 Jonathan.
And they took us to where he was.
咁佢就帶我哋去到Jonathan 嗰度。
We reached out to shake his hand。
咁啊，伸手同 Jonathan 握手。
And they said, "This is our friend Jonathan."
佢話：呢個就係我嘅朋友 Jonathan 啦。
And he is going to be the president of the Dominican Republic. And I'm still shaking his hand. And I don't know what to say. And I can see that fire in his eyes. And I look around. And all of his friends have the same fire in their eyes. And they say, maybe you didn't hear us. Our friend Jonathan, is going to be the president of the Dominican Republic. And he's actually running to be a senator. And all of his friends are his campaign team. And they've been running a 5-year campaign. And the election is next year. And he knows that he is going to be a national leader. And he is going to change policies in his country. And it is going to be easier for other children to get out of poverty. Because he will have a place of influence. As a follower of Jesus. But none of that happens unless someone notices 7-year-old Jonathan. And they say, I will make an investment into you. I'll pray for you. I will speak truth into your life. And I will watch what God does. So let's allow our hearts to beat for the littlest. The reason why we love the ministry of compassion is that it allows us to care for the lost, the least, and the littlest. The compassion children are all of those things. Over 80% come from non-Christian families. Over 80% come from families that make less than $2 a day. So when you sponsor with compassion, you know you're caring for the lost, the least, and the littlest. But sometimes we get asked, what makes compassion different? So I'll briefly share with you 4 things that make compassion different from any other ministry. These are the reasons why compassion is so effective. First of all, compassion is Christ-centered. The best way to lead someone out of poverty is to introduce them to Jesus. Second, compassion is child-focused. Most people come to Jesus at a younger age. So that's the best time to reach and disciple people. Compassion is also church-based. This is very important. Everything compassion does happens through the local church.
Compassion 所有事工都是经过本地的教会来做。
They know the culture and the language.
他知道那个文化, 知道那个语言,
and they don't disappear in a day or in a year.
他不会说几日之后,
in 5 years, they're still there.
5年之后他还在,
in 25 years, they're still there.
25年之后他们还在,
caring for the people in their neighborhood.
就是在他们周围的环境里去接触人群。
Fourthly,
第四,
compassion is committed to financial integrity.
Compassion
is always ranked as one of the top charities in the world.
在世界上, Compassion 通常是在那个诚信是头嗰第一个percent
when it comes to financial integrity.
就是在那个诚信,财政的诚信那个保证。
So this morning we would like to, or this afternoon we'd like to give you an opportunity.
所以今天我会给你一个机会。
We'd like you to see the impact that you can have when you sponsor with compassion.
我就想给你看到,如果你助养儿童,对那个儿童有什么最大影响。
So let's watch this video.
我们看一看这个短片。
My father was taken away from us, and by that I mean he was murdered. Nothing was the same for me. My mother had no job. My father was the only breadwinner. We moved from where we stayed to a place called Naguru Kasenke, which is one of Uganda's largest slums. And then I was introduced to our new home, which was a 12 by 12 room. I looked up on the roof. It was a tin roof that had holes in it. That was the night that we would stay standing. Get little buckets placed just where the holes in the roof are and wait until morning. A reality hit me that day, that this was life. Poverty began to speak to me as a child. I felt I was nothing. I didn't matter. Nobody cared to know my name. I think the best way I could describe who I was and what I thought is the word hopeless. My mother, in tears, approached one of her friends just to share with her friend. And her friend shared with her about compassion. Compassion staff members immediately came to our home. I remember them coming with just our files to get details of who we were, what our story was. I got the news that a young lady, Heather, she was 15 years old, a teenager. She had decided to sponsor me. I cannot find the words to describe the joy that filled our home when we got the news. Richmond, you've got a sponsor, which means you can now go back to school. That ushered in me an opportunity to rekindle this hope that was taken away. Heather began to write to me. To hear words like, Richmond, I love you. Richmond, I'm praying for you. They began to bring healing into places that were destroyed by voices and poverty and my self-image. I credit a lot of how I feel now about myself to those letters that I received from my sponsor. June the 3rd, 1996. I walked forward to accept the Lord Jesus in my heart. I began to feel, wow, I have been released from poverty. I have been released. God began to continue to grow the leadership within me. And then I felt fully called to pursue pastoral ministry. I began the Pastors Discipleship Network, a ministry that exists to train and equip pastors. And I spent a lot of my life training and equipping pastors in the Word of God. Looking back into my life and thinking where I am right now and what I'm doing, I don't think any of this would have been possible without compassion. Compassion works. Everything that was placed within the program has helped build me to who I am right now. Poverty is not just the lack of money, the lack of material, food and water. Poverty is in. It's deep. My name is Richmond Wandera, and I was released from poverty in Jesus' name.
That's the kind of impact that you have.
呢個就係你可以做到嘅嘢。
When you sponsor a child with compassion，
你可以當你助養一個兒童嘅時候，你改變個生命。
So we'd like to give you that opportunity today。
所以今日有機會俾你有咁嘅機會嚟到去參與。
Take a step of action，
行出一步
，and care for the lost, the least, and the littlest。
就話去睇三樣嘅人。
You can come to the table at the back and see these forms。
喺出邊大堂有台面，你見到呢啲嘅 form。
The first part tells you about the child。
第一頁就講到介紹呢個小朋友。
And the other two parts are what you fill out to sponsor the child。
然後第三頁就你嘅資料同埋點樣係助養呢個兒童。
Sponsoring with compassion is $41 a month。
助養兒童喺 compassion 就每一個月$41。
And it only takes a moment to fill out this form。
你只有好少時間可以填喺呢份表格。
But it will change that child's life for an eternity。
但係就會改變呢個小朋友嘅生命，永遠嘅生命。
We'd also like to give you a small thank you gift today。
今日我都願意將一啲嘅禮物送俾你哋。
If you sponsor a child today，
如果你今日嚟到去助養一個兒童嘅話
，you get a choice of one of two different thank you gifts。
你可以揀其中一樣嘅禮物。
And the first is this music CD。
第一個就係呢個音樂嘅CD 帶。
And it's got songs on it written by my favorite songwriter in the world。
呢個就係一個我最中意嘅寫作曲家所作嘅。
It's my wife。
就我太太寫嘅。
Or for your thank you gift, you can choose this book。
你可以揀呢本書。
And it's written by an author that isn't famous yet。
係俾一個嘅作家未曾出名嘅。
That's me。
呢係我。
So please come and meet us at the table at the back。
所以希望你出邊就係喺張台嗰度前邊有好多介紹你。
And you can fill out one of these sponsorship forms。
你可以揀唔同嘅兒童嚟到去助養。
And leave that with us。
然後就將呢個表格俾我哋。
And we'll send all of them in together。
然後我一齊嚟到收集曬呢個教會嘅寄出去。
Finally, I want to thank you as a church family。
最後我就藉呢個教會家庭多謝你哋。
Thank you for this chance to share with you。
多謝你能夠有個機會同你嚟分享。
And thank you for caring for the lost, the least, and the littlest。
同埋都多謝你嚟到關顧呢啲嘅弱小兒童。
God bless you。
願神祝福。